Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India has right to defend itself from terrorism, asserts no one can dictate how New Delhi exercises its defence. Election Commission rejects post-2010 OBC certificates as valid ID for SIR in West Bengal. Centre approves 22 new projects under Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme worth over 41,000 crore rupees. Projects include telecom, strategic electronics, automotive and IT hardware. Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train achieves milestone with breakthrough of Mountain Tunnel 5. And IMD forecasts dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan and Chandigarh today. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today said that India will exercise the right to defend itself from terrorism and that no one can dictate how India exercises its defence. Speaking at the inauguration of Shastra 2026 IIT Madras Techno Entertainment Fest at Chennai, he said that India will do whatever is required to defend itself. The External Affairs Minister outlined India's neighbourhood policy, stressing that New Delhi has the right to defend itself against terrorism from hostile neighbours.
If a country decides that they will deliberately, persistently, unrepentantly continue with terrorism, we have a right to defend our people against terrorism. We will exercise that. How we exercise that right is up to us. As I said, a lot of it is goodwill. Many years ago, we agreed water sharing arrangement because the belief, the underpinning of that was it was a gesture of goodwill because for good neighborliness we were doing it. But if you had decades of terrorism, there is no good neighborliness. If there is no good neighborliness, you don't get the benefits of that good neighborliness. You can't say, I will please share water with me, but I will continue terrorism with you. That's not reconcilable.
Mr. S. Jaishankar said, persistent cross-border terrorism undermines goodwill and nullifies benefits such as water-sharing arrangements as cooperation cannot coexist with violence. Explaining India's broader outlook, Jaishankar referred to Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam, saying, Indian foreign policy views the world as a family and focuses on problem solving through national strengths and partnerships. On regional developments, he spoke about Bangladesh, mentioning his recent visit to Dhaka for the funeral of former Prime Minister Khalida Zia. He noted that India supports state neighbours and believes India's economic growth acts as a rising tide benefiting the region, including Bangladesh, during its election period. The Election Commission has issued a directive stating that other backward class certificates issued by the West Bengal government after 2010 will not be treated as a valid document supporting identity. The Commission stated this while hearings on the claims and objections to the draft electoral roll in connection with the Special Intensive Revision SIR. The move comes in the wake of a Calcutta High Court order dated December 24, 2025, which cancelled OBC certificates issued between 2010 and 2024 to 113 communities. The court found procedural irregularities in the classification process, ruling that the certificates lacked legal validity. Following the court's decision, the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal circulated instructions to all district electoral officers, emphasizing that such certificates could not be used in the ongoing SIR of electoral rolls. The Commission clarified that while individuals from OBC communities remained eligible voters, their post-2010 certificates could not serve as a proof of identity or community status in electoral matters. The Centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive and IT hardware. These projects are expected to generate a production worth 2,58,000 crore rupees and create around 34,000 direct jobs. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the implementation of major reforms and the acceleration of execution are key hallmarks of the Modi government. Our correspondent reports that the Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme was launched to make India Atmanirbhar in electronics supply chain.
Electronics is one of the highest traded and fastest growing industries globally and is expected to play a pivotal role in shaping the global economy and advancing a country's economic and technological development. The project, approved today, spread across 8 states, Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. This will significantly strengthen domestic supply chains, reduce import dependence for critical electronic components and support the growth of high-value manufacturing capabilities in India. Earlier, the ministry had approved 24 projects under the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme. These approvals reflect a forward-looking step in electronics manufacturing journey, which is closely aligned with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of making India a global hub for electronics manufacturing. With Deependra Kumar, Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piprahva relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piprahva relics discovered in 1898 hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. We have more from our correspondent.
The exposition will be held at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. It will bring together, for the first time, the Piprahva relics repatriated after more than a century from Piprahva that are preserved in the collection of the National Museum of New Delhi and the Indian Museum of Kolkata. The Piprahva relics, discovered in 1898, are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Lord Buddha. The exposition will highlight India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Bhagavan Buddha and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Kerala, the Special Investigation Team, SIT, once again questioned Unnikrishnan Potti, the prime accused in the Sabarimala gold plating case. Unnikrishnan Potti had earlier served as a helper to a former assistant priest at the Sabarimala temple. Meanwhile, the SIT appointed by the Kerala High Court is trying to gather details about the gold allegedly misappropriated from the Sabarimala temple, including gold-clad panels. However, former Kerala BJP state president K. Surendran has demanded a probe by central agencies into the case. He also alleged that the Congress has links to the issue and questioned how the individuals connected to the case were able to visit Sonia Gandhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project has achieved a major milestone with a breakthrough of around 1.5 kilometres of tunnel connecting Virar and Boisar in Palghar, Maharashtra. Addressing the high-speed tunnel breakthrough program at Palghar through video conferencing, Mr. Vaishnaw said there are a total 7 mountain tunnels and 1 sea tunnel in the project. He said this is the second mountain tunnel breakthrough in Maharashtra. The minister said that the bullet train will serve as an affordable and convenient mode of transport for the middle class.
आज बुलेट ट्रेन के प्रोजेक्ट में बहुत बड़ा एक माइलस्टोन अचीव हुआ है.
In this bullet train project, a big milestone has been achieved, which is the breakthrough of Mountain Tunnel 5. There are a total of 7 tunnels in the bullet train project and there is one undersea tunnel as well. There are overall 12 stations in these stations and 3 depots will be made. This is a big technological achievement.
ये एक technological बहुत बड़ा achievement.
The minister said that India's first bullet train will be ready by 15th August next year. He said the bullet train corridor will be commissioned in a phased manner and the first high-speed train will operate on the Surat-Bilimora stretch. Mr. Vaishnaw said the construction work on the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project began in April 2021 and will be commissioned next year. He added that the 508-kilometre long high-speed rail corridor will have a total of 12 stations. India expressed grief over the tragic fire explosion in Horn, Montana, Switzerland. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Switzerland said that India stands in solidarity with the Swiss government and its people during this difficult time. At least 40 people were killed and many others injured after an explosion and fire tore through the Le Col Estation bar at the Camp Montana ski resort in Switzerland's Valais Canton on New Year's Eve. Taiwan President Lai Ching-te has said the island is determined to defend its sovereignty and boost its defense in the face of China's increasing expansion. This comes after Beijing fired rockets towards the island as part of its military drills. The president said the international community is watching to see whether the Taiwanese people possess the resolve to defend themselves. He added that the year 2026 will be a crucial one for Taiwan and that Taiwan must make plans for the worst but hope for the best. The U.S. State Department said later yesterday, China's military activities near Taiwan and others in the region increased tensions unnecessarily. He urged Beijing to halt military pressure against the democratically governed island. Several people have been killed during overnight unrest in Iran as the country faces its most significant wave of protests in 3 years, triggered by soaring inflation and mounting economic hardship. Iranian media and rights groups confirmed deaths in multiple locations, including the western city of Lordegan and the central province of Isfahan, as clashes between demonstrators and security forces intensified yesterday. The violence marks a sharp escalation of protests that began on Sunday when shopkeepers took to the streets over the government's handling of a currency crisis and rapidly rising consumer prices. Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa has declared a new 60-day state of emergency in 9 provinces and 3 municipalities. This comes due to an increase in criminal violence, which has caused serious internal commotion. The president said the 60-day validity of the decree aims to contain and reduce high-intensity violence, neutralize ongoing or imminent threats, and dismantle criminal structures. The decree, which was signed on Wednesday by the president, has been enforced since Thursday. Back home, the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Odisha, Rajasthan, and Chandigarh today. The weather agency has also predicted dense fog conditions over Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad for the next 3 days. Similar conditions will prevail over Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states till the 6th of this month. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in a very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average AQI of the national capital was recorded at 270 as of 1 p.m. today. On to sports. Shurd Marine has been appointed as the chief coach of the Indian women's hockey team. This announcement was made by the Hockey India today. The Dutchman had led Indian women to a historic fourth-place finish at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which was their second appearance at the quadrennial event in more than 36 years. Coach Marine's first big challenge as the chief coach will be the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup qualifiers in Hyderabad in Telangana, which will take place from the 8th to the 14th of March. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading more than 0.5% higher in afternoon trade today. The Sensex climbed 498 points to 85,687, while the Nifty rose 159 points to 26,306, around 20 points shy of its all-time high when reports last came in. Barring FMCG, all other sectoral indices were trading in the positive zone, with utilities, power, realty and auto leading the gains. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was also trading up. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India has right to defend itself from terrorism, asserts no one can dictate how New Delhi exercises its defence. Election Commission rejects post-2010 OBC certificates as valid ID for SIR in West Bengal. Centre approves 22 new projects under Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme worth over 41,000 crore rupees. Projects include telecom, strategic electronics, automotive and IT hardware. Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train achieves milestone with breakthrough of Mountain Tunnel 5 and IMD forecasts dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, and Chandigarh today. And with that, we end the midday news.